Johnny put them down on the upper edge of the crater, and with riflemen ready to handle any hostile game, others got axes and began to hack their way down.
"Be careful around here,"
said Dr. McKendrick.
"This area had an insect called the tsetse fly that brought on sleeping sickness. Also, the water had a worm in it that gets into the bloodstream. I don't have much in the way of medicines, but wear nets and stay out of the water."
"Great,"
said Johnny. That was all they needed. They cut their way down to the center of the bowl. They passed one of the transshipment holes three times before they spotted it. They paced out in various directions and located another two. The fourth was easy. Johnny took a shovel and started down through the humus. He was hoping the company maxim of never salvage anything would hold true. 2 feet of dead leaves and humus down, he hit the platform. Axes ringing, they were getting trees and brush out of the way. They found the concrete base of the operations firing dome, and then finally the dome itself, upside down and some distance away. No console! Wires were eventually uncovered within the concrete base. Typically cyclo, they were still well insulated when you scraped the mold off. Johnny was struck by the absence of the power lines. There should be power lines coming in from the dam. There was a power channel marked on the map, and also that old squiggle he couldn't identify. Light was failing and they would have kept on, but McKendrick made them get up to high ground. They spent the night listening to elephants trumpeting, lions roaring, and all the other cacophony of a very live jungle. But the night was quite cool, since this plateau had a fairly high altitude. In the morning, they dug a cross-cut trench and found the power line, being careful not to cut into it. They cut another trench and found the same line went on underground to the distant mine site. And there was another cable they couldn't identify that went along with the power line. Flogging their way through the brush, they went over to the huge dam. It was a real roaring monster of a dam. It seemed intact. The spillways were running. There were signs that cyclos had landed near it and gone in and out the access door to the powerhouse in some recent time. Johnny had never been inside one of these dams before. They vibrated with sheer, raw power. The thunder of the water and the high whine of generators made it impossible to be heard. It was the usual cyclo conversion, he supposed. It was very, very old, and some bits of the original man equipment that had been cast aside were very much older.